Hello and welcome to MathsIT Podcast H10. This podcast will cover the higher GCSE revision topic of simultaneous equations. Firstly, question 1. Question 1, straightforward, says solve simultaneous equations 2x plus 5y equals 5 and 5x minus 2y equals 56. The first thing I would do here is label the equations. Label the first equation, equation 1, and the second, equation 2. In order to solve simultaneous equations, we need to have the coefficient of one of the letters the same, that is, the number before the x the same in both equations, or the number before y the same in both equations. In this example, I'm going to choose to eliminate the x's. To do this, I'm going to multiply equation 1 by 5, giving me 10x plus 25y equals 25, then multiply equation 2 by 2, giving us 10x minus 4y equals 112. Notice that now the coefficient of x is 10 in both of these equations. You should label these equations 3 and 4 respectively. Now, to eliminate the x variable, we need to do equation 3 minus equation 4. The reason I'm doing it this way round is because 25y is greater than minus 4y. So, doing equation 3 minus equation 4, we get 10x minus 10x is nothing. 25y minus negative 4y is 29. And then 25 minus 112 is negative 87. We now have 29y equals negative 87, so dividing through by 29 gives us y equals negative 3. We've now found the y value, we have to find the x value. So we can substitute y equals negative 3 into either of the first two equations. I'm choosing to substitute into equation 1. This gives me 2x plus 5 times negative 3 equals 5, or 2x minus 15 equals 5. Adding 15 to both sides of this equation gives me 2x equals 20, then dividing through by 2, x equals 10. So my solution is x equals 10, y equals negative 3. It's definitely worth checking answers to simultaneous equations to see whether you've got them right. So substituting into equation 2, 5 lots of 10 is 50, 2 lots of negative 3 is negative 6, and 50 minus negative 6 is 56. This fits equation 2, so it's likely that our answer is correct. We could have done this by eliminating variable y. To do this, you would have multiplied equation 1 by 2 and equation 2 by 5. This would give you 4x plus 10y equals 10 and 25x minus 10y equals 280. Variable y could then be eliminated by adding together these two equations, giving us 29x equals 290. Dividing through by 29, x equals 10. We could then substitute the value of x equals 10 into the first equation, giving us 20 plus 5y equals 5. Subtracting 20 from both sides, 5y equals negative 15. Then dividing through by 5, y equals negative 3. You'll see that these are the same solutions as we got the first time. Question 2 involves doing some algebraic manipulation before solving the simultaneous equations. We're given a diagram of an isosceles triangle. We're told that side AB equals the length of side AC, the length of AB equals 5R minus 2S, and that the length BC equals R plus 2S. For the first part, part A, we need to find an expression in terms of R and S for the perimeter of the triangle. So, there are two sides of the same length, both 5R minus 2S, so we can have two lots of this. So write down two brackets, 5r minus 2s, close brackets, plus r plus 2s. Multiplying out the brackets gives us 10r minus 4s plus r plus 2s, and collecting like terms, 11r minus 2s, which is the final answer here. We're then told that angle A equals x degrees. For part B, we have to find an expression in terms of x for the size of angle B. Now, since this is an isosceles triangle, The angles add up to 180, so 180 minus x gives us the size of the two equal angles at the bottom of the triangle. We then need to divide this by 2 to give us the size of one of them. So we have 180 minus x all divided by 2. So this should be written 180 minus x with a line underneath all of this and a 2 underneath that. You could simplify this by dividing through by 2, giving you 90 minus a half of x, but it's not necessary. Part C asks us to solve the simultaneous equations 5r minus 2s equals 13 and 5r plus 2s equals 5. Notice that the coefficient of s is the same in both equations, though the first one is negative and the second one positive. This means it's easy to eliminate s by adding the equations together. Adding equations gives us 5r plus r is 6r, negative 2s plus 2s is nothing, 13 plus 5 is 18. This gives us 6r equals 18. Dividing through by 6 gives us r equals 3. We then need to find the value of s, so substitute r equals 3 into either of the original equations. I'm going to choose equation 2. This gives us 3 plus 2s equals 5. Subtracting 2 from both sides, 2s equals 2. Dividing through by 2, s equals 1. So the answer is r equals 3, s equals 1. Again, it's worth checking this, so check it in equation 1. 5 times 3 is 15, minus 2 times 1 is 15 minus 2, which is 13. This fits the first equation, so our answers are correct. Now question 3. Question 3 deals with the equation of a straight line and the equation of a circle. Stuart said that the line y equals 4 cuts the curve x squared plus y squared equals 16 at two points. We have to show by eliminating y that Stuart is incorrect. To eliminate y, we can substitute y equals 4 into the equation x squared plus y squared equals 16. This gives us x squared plus 4 squared equals 16. Simplifying, x squared plus 16 equals 16. Then subtracting 16 from both sides, x squared equals 0. Taking the square root, we get x equals 0, as this is the only square root of 0. This means that there's only one solution to these simultaneous equations. So the curve cannot intersect the line at two points, only one. That means the line must be a tangent to this curve. For part B, we need to find the solutions to the simultaneous equations x squared plus y squared equals 16, where y equals 2x minus 8. We need to do this by eliminating y. Similar to the first one, we need to substitute the value of y, which is 2x minus 8, into the first equation. This gives us x squared plus 2x minus 8 all squared equals 16. The 2x minus 8 here should be in brackets with the squared outside the brackets. Now remember that 2x minus 8 squared is the same as writing 2x minus 8 in brackets and then another 2x minus 8 in brackets after this. To multiply these together, you can use the FOIL method or the box method. There's various methods here to multiply out two brackets. So we get 4x squared minus 16x minus 16x plus 64 when multiplying these brackets out. Simplifying gives us 4x squared minus 32x plus 64. So putting this in place of 2x minus 8 all squared in our equation gives us x squared plus 4x squared minus 32x plus 64 equals 16. Simplifying and taking everything over to the left hand side gives us 5x squared minus 32x plus 48 equals 0. We've now got a quadratic equation that we need to solve. This can be factorised, but is quite difficult to factorise. If you factorise it, you get 5x minus 12 in one bracket and x minus 4 in the other, since 5 times 4 is minus 20 and 12 times 1, sorry, minus 12 times 1 is minus 12. Add these together gives a minus 32, and negative 12 times negative 4 is plus 48. So our factors would be 5x minus 12 and x minus 4. These factors need to multiply to give 0, so one of the factors must be 0, so we get 5x minus 12 equals 0, which gives us x equals 12 fifths, or 2.4, and x minus 4 equals 0, which gives us x equals 4. Now, since this is hard to factorise, it might be worth looking at the quadratic formula to solve this quadratic. The formula says x equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac, all divided by 2a. Using the values from our quadratic expression, we get x equals 32 plus or minus the square root of negative 32 squared minus 4 times 5 times 48, all divided by 10. Calculating the value of the expression in the square root gives us 64, and the square root of 64 is 8. So this gives us x equals 32 plus or minus 8 over 10. 32 plus 8 is 40, divided by 10 is 4, so x equals 4 is one solution. 32 minus 8 is 24, divided by 10 is 2.4. This gives us our other solution. Notice that the answers are exactly the same with both methods, as you would expect. We've only worked out the values of x here, though, and we need to calculate the values of y. So once we've got these, we need to substitute the values of x into one of the equations to find the values of y. The easiest equation to use here is y equals 2x minus 8. So substituting x equals 4 in gives us y equals 8 minus 8 is 0, and y substituting in x equals 2.4 gives us y equals 4.8 minus 8, or negative 3.2. So the solution to our equations are x equals 4, y equals 0, and x equals 2.4, y equals negative 3.2. Moving on to question 4. This gives us two graphs on a set of axes. The graphs are y equals 2x minus 4 and 2x plus 3y equals 36. And we have to work out the coordinates of A. Now you should recognise this as a simultaneous equations question, since the coordinates of the intersection must fit both equations. The way that the equations are set out means it's easier to use a method of substitution. So if we substitute the value of y equals 2x minus 4 into the second equation, we get 2x plus 3 brackets 2x minus 4 close brackets equals 36. We can then solve this for x, since the y value has been eliminated. So we get 2x plus 6x minus 12 equals 36 by expanding the brackets. Then collecting like terms, we get 8x minus 12 equals 36. Adding 12 to both sides, 8x equals 48. And finally, dividing by 8 gives us x equals 6. This will be our x coordinate. We then need to substitute x equals 6 into one of the equations. I'm going to use y equals 2x minus 4, since this is easier. We then get y equals 2 times 6 minus 4, or y equals 12 minus 4, y equals 8. So our answer is 6, 8. If you're not sure of the method of substitution, you can use the elimination method, but this requires rearranging the first equation first. To do this, if you subtract 2x from both sides, you get y minus 2x equals minus 4, and 2x plus 3y equals 36. Since we've got negative 2x and plus 2x, we can simply add these equations together. Adding the equations gives us y plus 3y is 4y, negative 2x plus 2x is 0, and negative 4 plus 36 is 32. We can then divide through by 4, giving us y equals 8. Then substitute this in to one of the equations. I'm going to use the first one. Gives us 8 equals 2x minus 4. Adding 4 to both sides gives us 12 equals 2x. Dividing by 2, x equals 6. So again, we get the same solution, 6 8. And finally, question 5. Question 5 has the graphs of y equals x squared over 2 and y equals mx plus 1. It says that these graphs intersect at the points A and B, and we're given the point B has coordinates 4, 8. We have to find the coordinates of point A. Now this is quite a tricky question, because first of all we need to find the value of m in the equation y equals mx plus 1. To do this, substitute the values of coordinate B into y equals mx plus 1. This gives us 8 equals 4m plus 1. Subtract 1 from both sides gives us 7 equals 4m. Divide by 4, m equals 7 over 4, or 7 quarters. So we now have the equation y equals 7 quarters of x plus 1. We also have the equation y equals x squared plus 2 for the curve. If we make these y values equal, we get x squared over 2 equals 7x over 4 plus 1. Multiplying through by 4 here to get rid of the denominators gives us 2x squared equals 7x plus 4. Since this is a quadratic equation we need to solve, we need to take everything over to the left hand side. This gives us 2x squared minus 7x minus 4 equals 0. We then need to solve this quadratic equation. This can be done by factorising, although it's not a straightforward one to factorise. You should have 2x in the first bracket and x in the second bracket, since we need to multiply these to get 2x squared. We then need to find the two values that multiply to give us negative 4, that when we multiply out will give us minus 7x in the middle. These values turn out to be plus 1 with the 2x and negative 4 with the x, since negative 4 times 2x is negative 8, 1 times x is x, and negative 8x plus x is negative 7x. So we have 2x plus 1 and x minus 4 as our factors. So 2x plus 1 equals 0, so x equals negative 1/2, or x minus 4 equals 0, so x equals 4. We've already got the value x equals 4 in the first coordinate, so for coordinates of point A, we need to use x equals minus 1/2. Now we need to substitute x equals minus 1/2 into one of the other equations. I'm going to choose y equals x squared over 2. Since minus 1/2 squared is 1/4, and we need to divide this by 2, 1/4 divided by 2 is 1/8, so the y value is 1/8. So we have x equals negative 1/2, y equals 1/8, so the coordinates are negative 1/2, 1/8. And that's it from MathsIt Podcast H10 on simultaneous equations.